myself and not only us, our friends from Donglong would cross the road and go up and stand across at the wall of
the station wall.
The station wall. And you'd hear the music, sure, you can imagine. You'd hear it if you're inside it. But you'd also have the excitement of, oh, lucky they'd thrown him out. Or another thing sticks out completely in my mind. The famous riot that went down in the Arcadia. What happened was, now this is probably not common knowledge, but I happened to be there. What happened was, there was this lad going in, and he was barred, and he got a bit, I want to get it, and they closed the door and they broke his leg. But they never lied, he had five brothers coming down with all their friends going to the Ark, and they saw that there was hell to play. So the guards lined up in, we say, St. Patrick's side, came down, pushing the people down towards 109.
Mm-hmm.
But my mum quickly looked under and she saw the guards lining up to come up. Now, the guards at that time didn't say, how are you? They led us seven kinds of melt over here with batons, man, woman, or child. So I can all remember my mum said, John, get down quick, open the door. So I didn't know what it was. I saw, don't open the door. Let him in. So there was people inside in every room of the house. Close the door. Bang. But the guards came up and literally littered everything and anything.
Yeah.
That was the famous riot. And our house was... No, we weren't the only house that opened the door before.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, once the guards were seen both sides, they knew what was going to happen. They had them caught between the two hills.
Yeah, yeah.
And like, if you were coming from the north side, you wouldn't know about the hill.
No, you wouldn't.
You'd have to cut a very small little gap. And that was it. But then we see all the bands begin to come. The big bands. The Royal Show Band. The Dixies were Cockthorn Band. They were top notchers. Joe Mack, who's still playing today, actually, he was the drummer, no? Mm-hmm. And a great friend of mine, Mike O'Brien, from the O'Briens up in Hackett Terrace.
Right, yeah.
He used, if Joe Mack was sick, he'd do the drumming.
Okay.
Because he was fanatical, a great drummer as well.
Mm.
But you had everything. Every band you could think of that were anywhere good played in the Ark. Mm. And so when the show bands began to fizzle out, you had all the English groups coming across. I saw every group. The only group I didn't see live were the Beatles. I saw every other, the Stones, all of them.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Mm.
The Stones came, and no, I didn't see the Stones playing, but I saw they played in the Savoy.
Mm. Mm.
And I happened to be coming through, Kathleen and the Cosby, I believe it or not, coming through. And there, Mike Jagger was saying, and you see, there was no such thing in Ireland. They'd go for Big Tom. The general public in Cork didn't know anything about the Stones and the Beatles. Unless you were a bit of a hippie like we, myself and Kathleen were, like, yeah. You'd been to that music, or we'd been to that music. And he actually said afterwards in an interview, he couldn't understand, he wouldn't ask for one autograph. That's Mick Jagger. But like, I saw the Hollies came. Oh, you name it, they all came. The names all gone over my head, but what was your man? He was huge. Can't think of it.
National or international?
Oh, he was international. The ones that came in the groups afterwards were international.
Yeah, yeah. Mm.
You know, even though on Wednesday night you still have the Dinosaurs run by the college.
The students.
They would still be bringing home and they'd still be packed.
Mm.
But the Saturday night you'd have the international actors. And another thing that people don't seem to realise is that on a Saturday night, the Ark had to close at 12. Religion.
Mm, mm.
You couldn't go into Sunday and be out. You know? So when that went by the board then, they were open 1-2 in the morning like that. But it has records that would be hard to beat. Believe it or not, one of the biggest crowds was Mick Delahunty. He played there and they were out the door. Chubby Checker was another one, and he was American, out the door. There was so much at Chubby Checker that they were letting him in one door. They opened in the door and threw him out. Literally, you see, you had the bouncers. One was called Baldy Green, and another fellow was called Charlie Red. They had all names, but they weren't like the modern day bumps that they'd be in uniform and all, but it was a case of get them in, get them out. And the Prendergast owned them.
Yeah.
And the Prendergast came very friendly with Dad.
Yeah.
In latter years of both their lives, And they used to be here in the Parfrew Bar, and it was called the Parfrew Hotel, it was a bar.
Yeah.
And they'd meet there. But the Ark was the Mecca in Cork. You had the Stardust, but if you didn't play in the Ark, you weren't good enough. Yeah. You could play in the Stardust, but if you didn't play in the Ark, that was the Mecca for all bands.
Mm.
And then the decline came in, you know, back in the 60s, 69, 70, people's attitude was changing, lounge bars were opening, and there was none of them before that, they were opening, so they were putting on music, so people were meeting their friends in a closer to home atmosphere and more intimate atmosphere. And then you had these discos came in, and they were the death knell of the show bands, really. And still, if you go down to the after, there's gold stars on the ground of all the people that played there. As a matter of fact, I was up in Ballybunion there with Alan about 5 years ago, and Sean O'Dowd was playing, and I just said, I remember you playing down the Ark. And we were talking for about 20 minutes about the Ark. He said, God almighty, it was fantastic. So see, we used to have a woman singer, but she just had to change in the same place as we are, because we just got, we wanted to get on the stage, and when you're finished, get off the stage.
Yeah.
And then the cadets, Eileen Reid and the cadets, they, to wind down, they play football in the low road after the gig. This is 2 o'clock in the morning, I'll play football. But that's how they'd wind down.
Mm.
Everyone had different, you know?
Yeah.
But it was just, jeepers, that was fantastic. The likes, as they say, the likes of it will never be seen again.
Mm.
You know? And there's a lot of people out there have great memories of it, like, you know? And as I said, all the bands, jeepers, played them, and it was just a wonderful place.
And John, the use of the posh dances as well, some of the Hunt groups.
Yeah,
you know,
jeepers,
and
the
farmers group, they would have around New Year's.
Yeah.
They would have formal dress balls, you know, but they'd be held in the air.
And the cows way down the road.
You know, we'd be greatly, this is before John, we'd be greatly taken that there'd be people with bow ties and stuff like that, you know. We're talking about a riot, and another riot on the Law Road. It was 1 year that a big American ship came into Navy ship came into Cork Harbour. And of course, the sailors got shore leave. So they made straight for Cork. And, you know, some of them got no further than the pubs outside the station and the Arcadia.
Yeah.
But when the time came for them to, you know, their leave was over, their shore leave was over, and the shore patrol, SPs, they came in. Now, John was talking about big men. These were all, the smallest was 6 foot and about that wide. And how did they get her back onto the train? They bait him back onto the train. Do you know the long nightsticks that you'd see them with? Do you know? They just, like John was saying, they came at him. And I remember they were dressed in white with white helmets, you know? The others were dressed in, and they had armbands, SP. And they literally whacked him back onto the train so to bring him back to Cove for the boat.
Freaking out, do you remember Chipperfield Circus coming?
I do, yeah.
Yeah, it came, it's just so big, it had to come by train. This was classic. So we were supposed to be, we knew the elephants, you see, we'd all know, the elephants would be coming off at 3 o'clock now, the lions would be, we were
that's because of the connection with the railway.
We wanted to see the elephants.
Yeah.
You know, because after we saw Jungle Jim with the lions and all that, but we wanted to,
and the films. Yeah.
So, what was happening then is, that we have to go back to school, and we wait another week. We have to go back to school up the same path we were going.
Yeah.
And there was, lo and behold, three of us stuck it out. Small Jeff, myself, and one of the Sullivans stuck it out.
Yeah.
And we saw the elephants, so what are we going to say? Yeah, we said, I said, look, we tell the truth now. We said, we never saw it. If we want to see it, we went to school and Charlie Keane was in charge. And when they said Small Jeff, no, he was small. He caught Small Jeff and put him on a hanger. You know the big hooks I used to
Yeah, for the old clothes.
I hung them up. Now he said, Jeff, tell me why. And you know, and I was saying, oh, shite, if he hangs me on that, because I was heavy, I'm going to get really hanged. And before I grew up, you know, Don just said, we wanted to see the elephants, Mr. Keane, and we saw him. Did you? Grand, go on into school. We were like expecting to get killed, but I always remember him hanging Small Jeff up in that thing.
Can you imagine what would happen now if a teacher hung you up and off
on that?
And talk about nickname Small Jeff, that's because there was a big Jeff,
yeah,
you know, and they weren't related, I don't think, but they're the same surname. So we had to distinguish between them. But one of the most famous surname or nicknames on the road was Gully.
Gully, yeah.
And I won't mention his surname because I prefer not to.
Fair,
but Gully became known across the city later on. He was a union activist and everything, you know. But and he was known only by Gully. People would know what his real name was. But how he got the name was this. He was not good at being on time for, even though we went up to St. Patrick's School in a herd and we came down in a herd. Now the herd all minded each other.
Yeah.
There was no such thing as your mammy going with you, even to infants, because 'twas taken for granted the herd would mind you. You know? So Gully anywhere could still go come late from school or late to school. And J.J. Fennessy, the Lord of Mercy on him, was our teacher. And anyway, Gully came in something like 2:20, which in our book was awful late, you know. He gave a big rigmarole of a story about all the messages he had to do for a sick mother. And J.J. Fennessy just said, I think Gulliver travels, right? So there and then, he was Gulliver for about a week, and he was Gully forever after.
But also, you had Gully and a lot of them from down that area.
They were below the bridge.
The bridge. They'd give Mark Phelps or I am a go for the swimming.
Mm-hmm.
These were tremendous. They were young, but they were tremendous swimmers. But they never joined any club or they were never. But these fellas would like, they'd just take off across the, it was natural for them to go across the river. Fantastic swimmers. And we used to have our own, what do you call these things? Regatta, eh?
Oh, yes,
Tivoli
yeah.
Regatta.
Tivoli Regatta was a huge event in our lives.
Oh, my God, it's colossal.
Yeah.
We'd all be down lining the walls.
Yes.
Yeah. Thousands be at it.
Yeah.
Thousands. And you had the Cork City Regatta down there.
You did, but like what just happened, if you remember at the day of the Cork City Regatta, our crowd would have their own mini regatta on this side, on our side of the river. And you remember, they used to have loads of games.
Yeah, Greasy Pole.
The Greasy Pole and the Pillow Fight.
Yeah.
And again, it would be, say, Pat now, as I remember Pat on the Greasy Pole. And I don't know if you, one of the ways of getting to Park Wee Cuive, in fact, the main way for people getting to Park Wee Cuive, or the park as we called it then, say the tip crowd, just as a for instance, the train would come into the station and instead of heading into the city to get a bus, they'd walk down the road and there were people who brought them across the river in bridges. Or not in bridges, but in bigger rowing boats, Now, I think there were about 3 families had the franchise, you know, but they would bring in whoever they needed to do the rowing. Now, you went down an unprotected set of steps. You got into the boat. The boat rocked every time somebody landed. And if some big man from Kerry or Tipperary decided they were going to jump, the boat rocked even more. And you would be crossing and the water would be up to the gunwales. Cross and then the same coming back, you know. But, I mean, it was a great shortcut. In fact, we would never have gone to the park by any other means.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, we'd have gone across in the boat.